The people of Poland will pay their last respects to President Lech Kaczynski and his wife this week. The bodies of the first couple will lie in state at the presidential palace in Warsaw. The president, the first lady, and 94 others were killed in a plane crash Saturday. Dozens of Polish political, military, and religious leaders are among the dead. The plane went down while trying to land in dense fog near Smolensk Airport in western Russia. The BBC's Adam Easton is in Warsaw. Adam, it's got to be still quite somber there in the Polish capital today.
Yeah, as you can imagine, the atmosphere is pretty solemn, pretty somber here. It's Monday, the start of the working week, but people in Warsaw taking the time to come to the outside the presidential palace here today just to pay their respects. I've seen groups of school children, I've seen young people, old people, families with children, many with flowers, mourning the human tragedy.
You are at the presidential palace, Adam, where you've been watching these mourners all day. Beyond the palace, how has the transitional government been dealing with this catastrophe and, as you point out, this first business day since the crash?
Well, the focus from a political perspective and even to some extent the media perspective has really been on the mourning. There's not really so much finger-pointing going on at the moment. This is a country which is uniting in grief.
Now, as listeners may know, the Polish president was on his way to attend events commemorating the Katyn massacre in Russia. That was a World War II massacre. Remind us why this was such a turning point in Russian-Polish relations. There is a tragic irony to this.
Yeah, I mean, it's Lech Wałęsa, the great Polish legend, the hero of the Solidarity movement against the communist authorities in the 1980s and the former president himself. He pointed this out immediately. The second time that the Polish nation has had a tragedy in this same place. 70 years ago, in the spring of 1940, over 20,000 Polish officers, prisoners of war after the Soviet Union invaded Poland, were murdered by the Soviet secret police, their bodies dumped in mass graves. And for 50 years, people in Poland were not allowed to even discuss this because the communist authorities forbade it. And it was only 20 years ago that the Soviet Union admitted responsibility. They blamed it on the Nazi Germany for 50 years. And even in the last 20 years, it's still been a bone of contention between the two nations. So this is perhaps one of the most painful moments of Poland's Second World War history, that the president's plane was on its way to the memorial service to mark the 70th anniversary of that tragedy.
And Russia today has been observing an official day of mourning as well. Flags are at half-mast, TV channels have canceled entertainment programs. Apparently, though, a Polish film about the Katyn massacre has been screened on primetime Russian television. It just seems another sign that, in terms of dealing with the collective memory of World War II, the tragedy of this crash has unwittingly brought Russia and Poland even closer.
I think this is the paradox about this tragedy. Yeah, this is perhaps going to pave the way for a continued improvement in relations between the two countries. Yeah, this film you're talking about, Katyn, by Poland's distinguished film director Andrzej Wajda, it couldn't get shown anywhere in Russia for the last 3 years, and now it's been shown by Russian state television twice in the last week. So the Poles have been very appreciative, I have to say, of the hands-on approach that the Russian leadership has taken. Polish TV has been showing again and again this image of Vladimir Putin at the crash site, along with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk, where he was kneeling, laying a wreath amid the debris of the wreckage just hours after the crash. And when the Polish Prime Minister stood up, Vladimir Putin went up to him and gave him a hug. And also, he flew back to Smolensk to bid farewell, if you like, to the coffin of the president of Kaczynski. He was there, head bowed. He made the sign of the cross. People have really appreciated the fact that he's personally overseeing the investigation.
The BBC's Adam Easton speaking with us from just outside the presidential palace in Warsaw, Poland. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thank you.